WFI.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
If the government is allowed to ban plants, what other life forms are subject to termination? That's the question here as we kick off the United States of Health Talk Radio today. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on next couple of hours here through GCN and all of our wonderful affiliates around planet Earth and these United States as well. Cannabis cures. All cannabis, all the time today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike Adams, he should be coming by next hour. We're going to talk about cannabinoid receptors and all the healing that can happen from a plant that the government wants banned. Wants banned! A life form banned. How many life forms have been terminated because of our reliance on a centralized government trying to dictate to us what is medicine, what is legitimate food, and what is not? In the meantime, they approve trans fats. They approve drugs that are killing us. And they're claiming that plant medicinals created by that which created us all, dare I say, the creator, God, is somehow a violation of human what? The right to heal, the freedom to heal. I just got back a long swing up to the Pacific Northwest. Hello and welcome to all my new listeners from the Seattle and Spokane areas all the way up to Mount Vernon, Washington. I certainly enjoyed connecting with the gang from Super Supplements as well. You're really the healers out there. You realize that. If you're working in a health food store, if you know somebody, thank them, hug them, whatever. That is where healing is happening. Not from Washington, D.C. And largely not in your medical doctor's office, where their focal point is what? It's on synthetic chemistry. It's on intoxicating your tissues to the point where your all receptor sites are damaged. News just out here, Natural News, and I hope you get your news from naturalnews.com. We've talked about cannabis and kids even, healing cancer. Turns out there's a lot of science now coming out on cannabis being utilized to combat autism. Autism, that's right. Vaccine damage, heavy metal damage, autism. Marijuana, cannabinoids found to help combat autism. By the way, I'll have you say, if you can call us in, we want to hear from you. We've got a documentary filmmaker in studio today, Danny Panzella from the Truth Squad, Truth Squad TV, truthsquad.tv, in studio working on a new documentary film about cannabis, the politics, the medical necessity of cannabis, and the corruption of the free flow of information by our government, state, federal, and even local levels. And the corruption of the Obama administration in limiting our access to this information, much less the medicinal use of this plant that God created. So we got that going on today. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Check it out online, robertscottbell.com. Marijuana cannabinoids found to help combat autism. Is this a shock to you? Do you understand what receptor sites are? If you have a receptor site, that means, by God, you are designed to receive something. I talk in terms of the nervous system, shocking terms of the nervous system. How do we normalize neurological function? How do we recover neurological function? What can we do to restore integrity? A researcher by the name of Gallius in the 1980s out of Europe actually found that there were receptor sites for what? On the myelin sheath of the nerve cell specific to silver, of all things. Silver! Why? Why could that be? Why would that be? And yet, your government, your medical authorities, those trying to pose official stories so you don't ask questions, will tell you that a trace element like silver has no need in the body and is only harmful. Well, that's just one lie among many. What about receptor sites for cannabis or cannabinoids? Right? There are receptor sites in your cells, your brain, your nervous system. Was that put there by accident? Did God goof? Or did the FDA lie to you? And did every administration pretty much prior to this Obama administration, including this Obama administration, which is currently lying to you about the danger of cannabis? Now, I had to transition in my life to from a one perspective to another because you know me, the organic kid here. No, I wasn't. I was pharmaceutically grown. I was pharmaceutically raised. And I looked at the drugs that the kids were getting on the corner and smoking. I looked, oh, man, that's the bad stuff. The good stuff is what your doctor was giving you. And it took me a long time to figure out that the pharmaceutical drugs were killing me. And that the only way out of this was to detoxify from that and to start embracing the plants of creation. And yet, I was reluctant to look at something like cannabis. They call it marijuana because they said, hey, that sounds Latin. There's a prejudice in North America, in the United States, against the people down south. And they'll say, marijuana, yeah, that sounds really bad. And they won't talk about its Latin perspective, cannabis sativum, cannabis indica. We use it in homeopathic medicine. I have a Materia Medica right here, homeopathic Materia Medica by Boricke. We got a page and a half on indications, two pages including cannabis sativum and cannabis indica, all the things that can be used for medicinally. We'll go into that today. But I looked at this because I was programmed, just like many Americans, that, oh my gosh, that plant is the devil's weed. It's going to cause you to become a cokehead. And never mind, I guess the PR is bad on tobacco, but if you've looked in a tobacco cigarette that's made by the big tobacco companies, one of the least of the ingredients in that cigarette is tobacco! It's thousands of chemical compounds, synthetic, thrown in there, and then they create a disaster, a nightmare. Whereas even tobacco, the Native Americans understood there was a medicinal value to it. But you don't get that from the government. And in cannabis as well. But I looked at it and I said, I was told that's bad. It's bad. I just parroted it back. It's bad. And yet today, the only time I could recall ever inhaling that stuff was at a Foghat concert in the 1970s because it was so thick in the air. Simply because I didn't like to smoke anything. I don't want any smoke going into my lungs. Didn't make sense. But yet there's loads of ways to utilize herbs as tinctures, herbally, topically, diffusers. Get the medicine in. But what is this medicine? Why do we need to get it in? Standing by right now, my dear friend, nutritional expert. He's been honored by the state legislature in the state of Georgia. My dear friend, Bill Stanton is on the line with us talking cannabinoid receptors. Bill Stanton, welcome back, my friend.
Well, Scott, it's great to be back with you. Thanks for asking.
Well, I'm honored to have you back on board here. You know my journey. You've been with me for many years, the pharmaceutically grown kid, detoxifying my life, embracing herbs, and yet still I bought into the propaganda that plant cannabis was evil. In fact, it is now found to be medicinal in many ways as an anti-cancer agent. Now they're talking about its use in autism. It has an amazing omega-3 essential fat profile. It doesn't require pesticides. What the hell? Why are they still going after this thing?
Well, it goes back to why are they going after all plant medicines. Marijuana, for example, cannabis, is the historical medicine. If you read the history of all cultures in all parts of the world, which all these areas of the world all grew cannabis or marijuana naturally, and throughout the history of the world is we know it, that was the number one used medicine in antiquity. And when pharmacy and big pharma was invented, there was no need for plant medicines because they were considered to be not nearly as effective as drugs. And in turn, so much of natural medicine and herbal medicine was criminalized, starting with the number one medicine of all time, which is, ironically, cannabis. And now we know why. And you've been discussing this, and I've listened to some of your discussion on cannabinoid receptors. And the question really is, why does the human brain and have cannabinoid receptors, CB1 and CB2, and why does the body actually make a type of cannabinoid known as endocannabinoids, and why does even the rest of your body peripherally have these receptors in the body? There is an answer, and it's, if you want to believe in evolution or if you want to believe in the maker, that there's a reason why we have these cannabinoid receptors, and that goes back to, well, if that be true, then why do we have cannabis growing wild all over the world, and for what reason? And the reason is obvious, because we've got cannabinoid receptors in the brain, medicinally speaking, and that's the bottom line. Unfortunately, all of this was suppressed because of the invention of drugs, and it's quite unfortunate for the world, especially for the people of America.
Indeed.
No question.
And you know, I mentioned earlier, if a government can outlaw a plant, which is life, how many other life forms can they terminate? And how are we going to stand for this any longer? Because, look, Obama was voted in to be the cool guy, right? He was the guy that inhales probably in the White House. And he's gone even more intensely than Bush against medical uses here of marijuana or cannabis.
Which just goes to show you how powerful the big pharma influence on the government. We already know that, obviously, with the FDA. But we need somebody to step up to the plate who has got the gonads to say that these things that we know are factually, scientifically true is going to change the playing field. But right now, big pharma and big medical is in control, and they've done everything they can already to diffuse the grassroots movement to use herbal medicines. They want to ban all this information on the internet now. They're doing everything possible, and yet if you look
at the number of states
that have passed medical marijuana laws, I think we're talking about 16 or 17 states already.
Bill Stanton is my guest until the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk the medicine of creation, cannabis today. What are the medicinal uses? Why does Big Pharma not want you to know about them? Stand by. Call me, 800-259-5791. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need
need for an airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
On the Robert Scott Bell Show, the United States and, in fact, world of Health Talk Radio, listeners from all over the world look into the U.S. and going, what are you guys not smoking or not drinking or not eating that you would have taken the pharmaceutical Kool-Aid? And, of course, that's the topic here. Bill Stanton, Mike Adams will be coming up a little later in the program. Bill, you were talking, we were mentioning the cannabinoid receptors, and I think this is a very important point. I want to come back to that. I talk about the fact that if you have them, you don't just stumble on them, trip over, oh, look at that. Where did that come from? I mean, it's been, years in the making, perhaps thousands. How long is creation? How long have humans been on the planet? That stuff has been there. Why? And, of course, that's the question that needs to be asked.
Well, it is being asked now, and it's also being asked around the world because the International Cannabinoid Research Society, which has over 500 cannabinoid and cannabis researchers worldwide, are continuing to scientifically prove what we've really known for the millennia about the dramatic effects of the plant medicine cannabis sativa, and it's because of cannabinoid receptors. And think about this. Rat studies have shown that gliomas, which are the most dangerous form of cancer, and that's the brain cancer, brain tumor of the immune system of the brain, these gliomas express CB2 receptors, which in rats, which we can usually extrapolate to humans, yes, have shown to induce regression or eradication of the malignant brain tumors. Now, if that be true, and if it's true that these cannabinoid receptors also control pain receptivity, circulatory issues, and so much of metabolic functions of the human body, then why is it still being banned, and why are the states having to try to overrule the federal government and the DEA now to allow their citizens to have legal medical marijuana? And it's because there's such a massive amount of research now on these cannabinoid receptors and on the research involving cannabis that many state legislatures now have said that we cannot, in good conscience and good faith with our citizens, deny them any more of these rights. That's where we're at right now today in 2012.
Yeah, and with all of that that you mentioned and more, Bill, yet these executive branch edicts, if Obama wanted to, he could snap his fingers
easily
and stop this prosecution,
right,
on the state. I mean, he went after in California. He's gone after in Oregon. And yet the people know better. The doctors even now are learning and knowing better. What's taken them so long? Who owns them?
Well, but of course, Big Pharma owns the medical doctors, and they've made it well worthwhile for them to do what they're doing with drugs only. But even if the president himself has sicked the DEA on California and these other places, it doesn't seem to be working that well.
Because the
grassroots of America, especially in these particular states, are fighting back, and they are continuing to utilize marijuana medically, and in these states, a lot of people are getting dramatic medical results that you're not going to hear on the news. And so I don't think the president on down can stop this grassroots movement, because the truth is finally coming out, thanks to the internet, that we have this dramatic amount of information, that scientific information, that's been suppressed and continues to be suppressed by the big pharma government we've got. That's the bottom line.
Well, that
they're going to keep doing it. This movement is not going to stop. No more than 12,000 health food stores and all the massive amount of herbal medicines that the grassroots is using right now, even though, you know, we can't get much information at all and no mainstream news on natural medicine at all. You know that as well as anybody. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have any news at all. You and Mike Adams on the internet, we wouldn't have any information at all on all these natural medicines. Thank you very much for all your years of hard work and putting the word out that now let's have the rest of the story about plant medicines and herbal medicines and how powerful they really are and how it's being suppressed continuously by the government and the medical establishment and big pharma.
Hey, Bill, when we talk about this evolution and transformation, we need only go back to the history of the 20th century and what they called the banning of a substance like alcohol, right? Prohibition. Why did they reverse prohibition? Because they could no longer contain the fact that everybody was using alcohol. It wasn't because they figured it out. They woke up and they go, well, we were wrong. And we would acknowledge alcohol is far more dangerous than this plant medicine called cannabis. But it was because the people just said, forget it. I'm nullifying you. The 10th Amendment Center has done great work in this, going back to Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, and, of course, Rosa Parks. What did she do in the face of unconscionable regulations or laws? She said, no, enough already. And eventually they had to back down or else they had to declare war on every human in America, every American in America.
Well, and it's, as you say, it's already been proven with alcohol that prohibition does not work, and it doesn't work, but you made the most important point of all. Alcohol, despite the fact that it's legal and should be legal and that prohibition doesn't work, alcohol has killed millions of people and ruined millions of families. Marijuana, on the other hand, has never killed anybody or ruined anybody's family. Now, if you want to use facts and scientific facts, then we've got it backwards. What we really should be doing, you may say, based on that information, is to go ban alcohol and legalize marijuana for everybody, but that's not going to happen because Big Pharma does not want marijuana out there because it's such a powerful quote drug, natural medicine, that it would dramatically impact on Big Pharma sales and on visits to medical doctors. And I think that's where the problem comes in, because I see Big Pharma as in total control of not only the United States but the entire world, and what they say goes, and you know that and I know that. So I think that this is a massive fight going on right now between these two sides as to whether or not people are going to have their unalienable right to the natural medicine, the one natural medicine that God gave us all, that trumps even the all of the best drugs out there.
Yeah, one of the biggest.
And even from
categories.
A pain standpoint too, because I think you know this, that when that marijuana case went to the Supreme Court several years ago, it was about a woman who had tried 30 different drugs for her brain tumor pain and nothing worked except smoking marijuana. And when it finally ended up at the Supreme Court, they were spineless and rejected her case by, I think it was a 5-4, because they just did not have the will to do what was the responsible thing to do. And how can you tell a person in that situation that she can't do what she was doing when she was using marijuana, smoking marijuana, to control her brain tumor pain until she died? How could you tell a person not to do that? And yet the Supreme Court told this woman she couldn't do it.
It's unconscionable. You're right. Bill Stanton, my dear friend, anybody wants to check him out, he's in the Atlanta area, Bill Stanton Health. What's your phone number if people want to reach you?
678-344-7338.
Thank you, Bill Stanton, my good friend. I appreciate you talking, discussing about this and the passion that you have, and you've seen it firsthand for so many years. Listen, we got lots more discussion on the air today. Give me a call at 800-259-5791. RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you have a question or comment today on the air live between 1 and 3 Eastern Time, this is the place to do it. It's Robert Scott Bell Show, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is going to join us next hour to talk about this and a whole lot more. Medicinal uses for cannabis, the fact that the government has criminalized you for using a plant that God created. You know, I've said this many times on the air. You know, those that are truly for peace, right? You're not a war-making machine, are you? And, of course, we know that governments are war-making machines for the benefit of global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. And so many people have been duped, and you thought Obama would be the peacemaker. If he was smoking some doobies, he might be. I'm serious. I talked about that. I mean, who's going to war when they're you know, doing cannabis? They're not. They're not interested. I will tell you this. Right from the Materia Medica, the Boricke Materia Medica. This is a homeopathic Materia Medica. I'm going to read this with my old tired eyes here because I've been on the red eye getting home from the West Coast. Cannabis indica, all right, otherwise known as hashish here in the Materia Medica. It says inhibits the higher faculties and stimulates the imagination to a remarkable degree without any marked stimulation of the lower or animal instinct. Isn't that interesting? Because this is the thing. If you can be relaxed and just yaman, it's all cool. And the thing is, I'm telling you this, and I've never smoked it. But the reality is there are many other ways to utilize it, by eating it, by utilizing it transdermally, because of so many things. And the threat Bill Stanton had said it posed to what? The pharmaceutical industrial complex. But it also poses a threat to what? The military industrial complex. You think I'm kidding? No. When's the last time the Rastafarians declared war on anybody? Right? They haven't even declared war on the government of Jamaica. Just leave us alone. And the point is that it modulates these, well, I say, the brain higher functions, the mental, emotional state. I'm not going to say it's going to make you a rocket scientist. That's not my point in saying this. But do you see the violence that is induced by utilizing SSRI drugs? Selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs like Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft. Celexin, even worse. Much less the ADHD, which cannot be identified by any blood test or chemistry test. And they put these kids on speed, methamphetamines. Chemical kissing cousins to angel dust, PCP. We're talking methylphenidate, PMP. And yet utilizing the cannabis, I haven't been sleeping much. I should be using cannabis. I don't know. Just the road trip. But utilizing herbs, plant medicinals. Yeah, we can use chamomile and chamomilla. Yes, we can use gelsemium, yellow jasmine. But what is it about those that, oh wait, those are not threats to the cotton and textile industry. Those are not threats to the petrochemical industry, the plastics industry. Those are not threats to what else? To the psychiatric drugging of all people who simply ask questions. Yes, those of you who like me, undiagnosed but acknowledge that we have ODD. That's right. Oppositional Defiance Disorder. Do you have ODD? If you don't, there's a problem. Ask the questions. You might be orthorexic as well, because the DSM-5 now says if you like to eat food not with pesticides. And speaking of that, the superweeds are in the news. The GMO biotech industry has created superweeds that allows you, they said, we'll let you use less pesticides. Turns out it was to make it so you would have to use more of their patented petrochemical toxic pesticides. And yet we've got a weed here. They call it a weed. That's weed. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, when the lefties try to tag him as a hard rightist because he believes in nullification in the 10th Amendment, he says, listen, this boils down to one word. You know what that word is? Weed. And not super weeds, but cannabis. The freedom to ingest a plant that God created. And imagine the peacefulness that would come about the land if we just made all of those in Washington, D.C. ingest or smoke it. Yeah, the warfare machinery would just take a break, maybe permanently. You want to call in? Let me know what you think. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have a story you want to share, you got a question you want to ask, give me a call, 800-259-5791. Right now, live on the air through GCN all over these United States and all over the world. Through the internet, Robert Scott Bell Show continues on Monday through Friday as well through Natural News Radio. Check it all out online at robertscottbell.com. Don't often have in-studio guests, but got to connect through my good buddy Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. There's a new documentary film being put out. By the way, if you haven't seen the one on nullification, I got a small part in that, nullifynow.com. Check it out there. But Danny Panzella, I mentioned TruthSquad.tv. Documentary on this issue of cannabis. Danny is in studio with me now. Danny, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's nice to connect with you.
Yeah, it's great. I really appreciate you having me on in studio.
Well, listen, this is a bigger issue than I realized growing up when I was basically propagandized to believe things about a plant that made me think, well, these people are criminals. Why are they doing that? And not recognizing the dangerous criminality of the psychiatric profession, for instance, putting all these kids on psychoactive drugs that were approved by government, but that could cause them to act out violently. When's the last time you heard somebody act out violently on cannabis?
I've never heard of that.
No, it's amazing. Peacefulness. Peace, right? Well, peace would break out. How horrible is that? So what do you see with this documentary film you're working on, the focal point of the things you want to bring out or that you're covering?
Well, you know, the way I got started, you know, I, like you, have been very resistant to the idea of using marijuana. I think, like most Americans, you know, I think the poll numbers are pretty high right now, where 70% favor legalization. And I, myself, as a libertarian or being in the liberty movement for the past 4 years, sure, legalize marijuana for medical use. I have no problem with that. Even for, you know, recreational use, I have no problem with that. But I was not a user myself. I never really, I mean, I've tried it, but I was never really into it. I guess some of my friends are laughing now because I was pretty critical of those.
So it sounds like you were a lot like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't openly critical, but in my mind, in my inside, I wouldn't go, I was just like, oh, you guys are really, you know, bad. You're on drugs, right? And it's like, in the meantime, I was on every pharmaceutical drug they could throw at me.
Yeah. Well, as I started to get into the Liberty Movement and doing research and listening to folks like you and Mike Adams, I started to become more into the health freedom movement. And I got on board with issues like raw milk. And so one day I was reading an article about a patient who decided to start eating and juicing cannabis. and how it helped her with all of her issues. And I just started to get into the research and said, oh my God, I have been such a victim of this propaganda for all this time,
mm-hmm.
that here is such an amazing plant. And then as you start to get into all the other uses, the textile uses, et cetera, and it's just like you can totally see the conspiracy against it, why mm-hmm. such a powerful plant could totally open up the free market.
Yeah, and this could also serve as a bridge to bring together left and right, right?
Sure.
We see, for instance, Ron Paul and Rand Paul, their open discussion about how ridiculous this criminality has been is on this issue. And also in Kentucky, where Senator Rand Paul, now Senator from Kentucky, is talking about hemp. My goodness, they used to grow hemp in Kentucky. And you want to talk about the damage to small family farms by global conglomerates? You start growing hemp in the Midwest and the Heartland and the bread everywhere else. We're importing that from Canada. We're importing it from China.
That's right.
What the hell? Obama, you really want to help the environment of the economy? Allow farmers to grow that which grows, and that is a viable crop that we could export to excess.
That's right. And at least two of the founders that I've read, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, both tried to grow hemp. they apparently weren't too successful at it, but you know, so obviously this is a very versatile plant. And to me, the purpose of this film, most of the films that I've seen have only come at it from a medical perspective. So the majority of Americans understand that for pain management, weed is an alternative to taking pharmaceutical drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think a lot of people, 70% or so, can accept that.
Yes.
But I think they're not really willing to donate to the cause, to really get involved in the movement. They're not voting that way. So I don't think that they're really committed to their position. But if people start to see the amazing health benefits that are behind eating cannabis, and for anybody that has a problem with people who get high or you don't want to get high, there's no psychoactive effect from eating raw cannabis. You have to heat it to get
mm-hmm.
that effect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really man changing the plant, manipulating the plant to get high. If you don't want to get high, you could just eat it in its natural form, and it has amazing health benefits.
We're talking about juicing and putting on a salad, like a dandelion leaf, raw,
absolutely.
Completely raw. And in that way, it's a medicinal food that isn't even one that incites highness, right? If you're so bad about people altering their states, albeit in a peaceful way, then just look at the food that it is. The omega-3 profile, among many other things that it can do. That's the topic today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, will be joining us next hour. Give us a call, 800-259-5791. We're talking with Danny Panzella. He's a filmmaker, documentary filmmaker on this subject. We'll be back with more powerful healing on this and more after the break.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Linked in the show notes today, a lot about cannabis cures. My guest in studio, Danny Panzella, he's doing a documentary film on the subject, truthsquad.tv, if you want to check it out, support it in some way. And yeah, there's a link here to some stories through Natural News about the amazing health benefits of juicing raw cannabis. And as you said, Danny, well said, that this isn't about altering necessarily your state of getting high or not, but literally this plant is a food. Like I've talked for so many years about, you guys and gals out there are still crazy enough to put glyphosate, this dangerous toxic pesticide, superweeds that we talk about, not cannabis, biotech superweeds that have to take so much, and you're doing that on your lawn, what, to get rid of dandelion, which can actually help you detoxify your liver and kidneys from the poisons that big farmers throwing at you. And so they're not talking about that. They won the PR battle in our generation, Danny, and a lot younger to say, oh, it's only bad, it's only a drug, it's not a food. Never, ever did they discuss the fact that it's a food. Let the plants be your food and medicine, etc. And so you're bringing that up. Are any of your buddies from your age group, age range, coming around to seeing it different like you as well, or is it still a lot of resistance?
Well, in my mainstream friends, I think there's still some resistance, but that's really why I wanted to do this film, because I think if people really see the signs and understand that cannabis really is a food, they'll be a lot more supportive of legalizing, and I think we can really tip the scales in favor of full legalization. I mean, I would like to see us come to a point where everybody can grow this vegetable in their garden alongside their tomatoes.
Yes.
And I think that's really, we have the right to do this as sovereign humans, and I really think that that's where I'm trying to go, and that's the goal of this film, is to really educate people on the full spectrum of use of cannabis.
Yeah, I like it. When I was out lecturing over the last week, I talked to the people out there in the health food stores that are like first line. When people are just giving up, modern medicine is giving them up, they often go as a last resort. I got to go to the health food store. How am I going to get well? And although it's not politically correct to say so, the quite honest truth, outside of the docs that we feature here, many of them are just so lost in a drug-induced pharmaceutical haze that, in fact, the people know more about healing, just like grandma, great grandma and grandpa knew about it. This medicinal awareness passed on generation to generation, including the use of cannabis in this way as a food or as a medicine. And the fact is, I said, we need to get back to growing. Everybody, just on the windowsill, something has to grow, because there is a food dependency that has occurred. And if the economic rug is pulled out from under you, you think you're going to be able to go to the grocery store and just load up on whatever from Chile in South America in the winter? Not going to happen. So you've got to start becoming food independent and understand that the plants are medicinals. I've written articles for survival magazines about this very subject, about the fact that we need to be planning ahead, because let's say if you're drug dependent, pharmaceutical drug dependent now, do you have a way when you're withdrawing on those meds, when you no longer have access to them, to deal with it? whether it be a psychological or emotional issue, or whether it be a pain issue. And, you know, the irony here is the pain drugs. The pain drugs are so brutal and addicting that Big Pharma has that they're actually having to throw doctors in jail because they're also addicted. And these things are being sold on the black market, so to speak, more so than the so-called illicit drugs of years gone by. This is something I didn't see coming in my lifetime when we grew up. This wasn't the big issue. It was all about the street drugs.
Well, I think it's just another way for the pharmaceutical industry to take a hold, and obviously it's really their lobby power that is keeping us where it is, where they want everybody on something that they can profit from. And what I'm afraid of is that if we do see legalization from a federal level, that it's going to be sort of administered by the Big Pharma, mm-hmm. that we see them patenting strains.
Very good.
We see Sativex and these other synthetic marijuana products coming out. So, is legalization going to look like, the federal government, we already know Health and Human Services is patenting strains of cannabis. Are they going to lease those patents to the drug companies to produce synthetic or products that are based
right.
on it? And then those are the only legal products we're going to be able to use? I mean, I really feel like you were saying before, for food independence, we really need to be at a place where we can grow it ourselves without fear of the government sending troops into our homes
yes.
and taking us off and putting us in cages or worse. You know, we see how these raids are where the police come in, guns blazing, shooting people and dogs. And
heck, for raw milk, it's happening.
Yeah.
Where are you wussy Americans? And I speak as an American standing up. Where are the Rosa Parks of this generation going, no, you can't do that. This is a plant that God created, as with any other. And if you turn over your body to the government, your body will soon be in as a sorry a state as those who live under tyranny. I believe that was Thomas Jefferson loosely referenced in this way. And if you want food sovereignty, health sovereignty, genuine sovereignty, control over your destiny, the ability to help others, you don't look to the same entities that created the dependency to make you independent. you declare your independence from them. You step out of that paradigm and go, dude, your permission is not required. Now, if everybody is doing it, which pretty much everybody is almost, you look around your neighborhood, probably every other house is doing it. And you wonder, well, are they going to be able to put everybody in jail for utilizing a plant? Now, I grant you that many of them are not using it medicinally in the way I would think is the most appropriate. But is it my role? Is it your role to police that when they're just going to be slackers eating junk food because they're a little extra hungry? Or is it your role to get healthy enough to recognize that no child, no teenager needs methylphenidate, Ritalin, or an SSRI drug? Or these autistic children, which is just, this has recently just came out through Natural News. The story about cannabis and its benefit to children with autism. No, they don't need to smoke it, but they need to eat it. It is a medicinal plant. It has many properties, as all food has properties, for which the drug industry does not want you to want, and to know about. And Danny, you talked about that, the patents that the U.S. government holds. That's the concern here. They start planning ahead and going, okay, we'll eventually back out, but what we're going to do is make it only available by a doctor's prescription. When we get back from this break at the top of the hour, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, will join us to continue our discussion on this and much more. If you want to check out what Danny's working on with this new documentary, TruthSquad.tv, check it out there. The Robert Scott Bell Show is at robertscottbell.com. The simple message here is just a reminder, and we're coming back after the news to tell you more, but for now, remember this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my Sandy for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.